FM 90.3 WJTL, music from We Are Messengers with Power. House Fires, I Thank God, just before that. And a happy Tuesday to you, Olivia and Fred with you. It's now 7:04.
On weeknights from 8 to 10, you get to help program the music on WJTL. Caitlin is your host Monday through Wednesday. Feel free to email, Facebook, or call in your request to Caitlin tonight between 8 and 10. It's WJTL Request Show, sponsored by Refreshing Mountain Retreat and Adventure Center.
This morning, our very special guest is Lynn Fisher. Lynn, the director of Do Something for the Nations. Good morning to you, Lynn.
Good morning, Fred.
So great to have you here.
Good to be here.
Tell us about Do Something for the Nations.
Yes. So Do Something was part of a mission assignment in Turkey in May and June. And I want to thank all of you listeners and those who have prayed for us and given financially so we were able to fulfill our mission there.
And how long were you in Turkey?
We were there for 6 weeks.
And they were impacted by the earthquake. Were you there because of the earthquake and the devastation that was there?
Yes. And that all came about when I was on the couch with a broken ankle in February.
And
the earthquake happened over that time. So I was on the news and the Lord just spoke to me to get up and go.
Yeah. How many did you take with you to Turkey?
There were 8 of us on our team that went.
And what all did you do?
So we were involved in helping to build sheds, a temporary home for people that have lost everything. And so I went around before that time raising money. So we were able to raise $66,000 to build 22 sheds, which was
amazing.
Really incredible.
Yeah. So these are folks who had nothing, nowhere to live. And you guys provided sheds for them to be able to have somewhere to live.
Right. And a lot of them, they had family elsewhere where we would build the shed on their land. So they lost everything. And then we would build the shed. And a lot of families have come together and they're all living in one area.
Amazing. Besides building the sheds, you also did some other stuff. Tell us about that.
Yes. So we were able to pioneer a kids camp, which ended up being over 150 kids. It started with about 20 until the end of the week. They were just running. And from that also started a mother's group, which was really powerful that I was part of a mother's event.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And then also getting a lot of supplies for those that needed supplies, like mattresses, food, lots of things.
Yeah. I was asking you whether Turkey was open for the gospel before we went on the air. And you said that they have the least amount of Christians as any country in the world. Is that right?
Yes. That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
So, wow. Yes, that's pretty shocking.
Yeah.
Especially for where the first church started years ago. Like
right.
We were in Antakya, which in the Bible is known as Antioch. So that was pretty incredible to be on the land where the first church started.
Amazing. Yeah, and they're a mostly Muslim country, I'm thinking.
Yes.
Yeah, that's amazing. Now, before Turkey, you went to other places. Where else have you been with your organization?
Yes. So previously, I lived in India for quite a number of years and started a foundation there with the leprosy colony.
Yeah.
And from that, kind of established the words, do something, that we can all do something wherever
yes.
we are.
Love it. So Do Something has been to Turkey most recently. If you want to find out more about their organization and find out about their trip to Turkey, dosomethingforthenations.org is the spot. We're going to talk more with Lynn coming up. I know she has a great story from her trip that she wants to share with you too. Micah Tyler, more music on the way too.